light room tonight.
Yeah. Sam, do you feel better? Do you feel better after this game? You know, having three games now to you know get comfortable and stuff like that. Do you feel like you're ready for the Raiders?
Yeah. You know, obviously tonight to come out, you know, to execute the way we did, it was nice. You know, I was really happy with the communication up front at the line of scrimmage. I thought our tempo in and out of the huddle was really good again tonight. You know, getting to the line quickly, you know, but overall I thought the execution tonight was great. You know, it's obviously something that we can build on moving forward.
Was there anything that didn't go right offensively that you want to see more
improvement? You know, it'd be tough. I think I could probably give you a better answer after we watch the film. But, you know, I think we scored on our last four possessions, possibly. So, you know, it's always nice, you know, to put points on the board. You know, I thought we were efficient on third down tonight. We were efficient in the red zone tonight. You know, those are two big areas, you know, for this offense. In order for us to be successful, we have to do those things. You know, so it was nice to come out and execute, you know, in two situations that we really emphasize a lot.
You're still efficient, but do you look at this, say, going into the regular season, that you know, we can still be a lot better going into that Cleveland game?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think everyone in that locker room realizes that, you know, before week one gets here, we've still got a lot of work to do. You know, obviously, this is a big week coming up for us, you know, to try to get a jump on Cleveland, try to get some extra work in. And I think, like I said, it was nice to go out and execute the way we did tonight. You know, we can build on that. But, you know, I think we all realize that, you know, the regular season is a different animal, and we're going to have to take it to a different level.
You and Dorial Green-Beckham were able to connect on that, you know, kind of big jump ball in the end zone. I mean, how much potential is that? Does that kind of give you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, obviously he's a big physical receiver. You know, he's kind of the receiver that comes to mind when you think of fades in the red zone. You know, any time that we can get him matched up one-on-one backside and take advantage of that, you know, it's huge for us. You know, it just gives us another weapon, another play down there. You know, and just trusting him to go make a play. You know, it's nice to have someone like that down in the red zone.
Josh has had a nice game tonight. He had a couple of nice catches.
He did.
Jet sweep, you guys ran with him. Seen his confidence grow?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I thought Huff had a great week of practice last week. You know, we had some plays, you know, designed to get him involved this week, to get him the ball. I thought he did a great job. You know, especially the play that really comes to my mind is the third down, you know, where it was man coverage. He beat the guy, made a nice catch, you know, big conversion for us. And obviously, you know, I've said it all campus, he's a guy who really has big play potential for us just with his speed and his ability to run after the catch. So to get him involved tonight and see those things from him, you know, it was really nice.
Your line didn't seem to have any issues.
Yeah.
Chased around a whole lot.
Yeah.
Get that one blitzer on the first play, but after that, didn't.
Yeah, those guys up front did a great job. You know, I thought we ran the ball really effectively tonight too. You know, I thought we had a really good balance with our offense. But you know, those guys up front played great. You know, they've been playing great all camp for us. But you know, if they can play like that and open holes for our running backs, you know, and keep me clean back there, you know, it just makes it a lot easier for everyone.
Sam, you guys obviously had a really good game.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's the preseason. You know, obviously there's positives that we're going to take away from tonight, and there's things that we're going to look back on and say, hey, we've got to be better in that area. You know, you always like when you step on the field to go out and execute the way we did tonight. But, you know, like I just said, I think we all realize that, you know, we're still a ways from where we want to be going into week one. You know, we've got 2 weeks to get there, and we've got a lot of work to do ahead of us.
Sam, what does Trey Bird mean to this offense?
You know, obviously getting Trey involved tonight was big for us. You know, we just feel that, you know, as a third tight end, he's a guy who can really create some mismatches for us. He's a very athletic tight end. You know, depending on how defenses want to count him, you know, whether they're going to view him, you know, as a tight end, as a wide receiver, are they going to play base defense? Are they going to play nickel defense against that? You know, I feel like, you know, adding him to the puzzle, you know, is one more thing that they have to defend. And, you know, I feel like we can create some good mismatches with him on the field.
Sam, do you feel like you're ready for the regular season?
I do. You know, I think we've had a really good camp. You know, I think it's been really positive. I think if you look at our growth from when we first started to now, you know, we've continued to get better. I think the communication has gotten better each week. You know, like I've said tonight, though, I think there's still some things that we need to clean up, some things we need to be better at. You know, but I think tonight, you know, was a step in the right direction and something for us to really build on. Man, you guys were awesome tonight.
You know, it's a good night when Sam Bradford is leaving the podium last.